Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 30th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3¾ cents at 532¼. September wheat up 5½ cents at 673. And November beans up 15¾ cents at 1281½. We did have some good news here this morning. 132,000 metric tons of beans sold to China for new crop. That's the first bit of new crop business we've seen from China, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of that as Brazil exports should be slowing down and ours should be picking up. Interesting to note, the July-November bean spread's going out to 225 here this morning. Made a new high yesterday. Another high here today. Somebody wants these old crop beans and wants them in a pretty bad way. I'm not sure what's in back of all that, but clearly it's moving the market. You know, I think the highest that spread ever was back in 1977 when the Hunts were squeezing the beans. I think that spread went out to about $3 July over Nov. But at any rate, that's one of the factors we're looking at here today. Obviously, we've got the report day to day. They're looking for corn acres at 91.85, bean acres at 87.67, corn down about 100,000, beans up about 100,000. Stocks numbers 4.255 billion bushels in corn, 812 million in the beans, 611 million in the wheat. Some are saying that the stocks could be higher due to a lack of demand out here. We'll have to see. But certainly the weather's been front and center. You know, the storm that blew through Iowa and Illinois, it was a straight line derecho that hit from about Springfield south, most of the southern part of the state of Illinois. Those winds did some damage. We didn't see too many tornadoes out of it, but those straight line winds certainly played a little bit of havoc out here. But the rain's where they're getting it. You know, it certainly helped slow down the deterioration. Be interesting to see what they do with the crop progress report on Monday. Today we've got storms moving through Iowa, again, almost identical to yesterday, moving across Iowa and then heading into Illinois. We'll see if it takes a turn south like the storm did yesterday or whether it goes north. It remains to be seen out here. But they were talking about good rains last night in the northern Illinois area, and we didn't see a drop as far as I'm hearing. Another point is I had two clients call me and say that the rains that are falling in a lot of these areas, it looks really heavy on the radar right over their house, but they're not getting any rain as it looks like the rain is dissipating before it hits the ground. Now, you always hear those kind of stories, but it's interesting that two of my clients called in with that kind of information. So today's going to be about the reports. As soon as the reports are out of the way in the first 15 minutes, we'll head right back to the weather, and then we'll see where we go over the weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.